The 1,000-footer Edgar B. Spear has been icebound since Sunday night, although the Coast Guard hopes to free her at any time. Vessel traffic manager Mark Gill at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, says up to 3 feet of broken ice has jammed up the Spear.
We brought in the commercial assistance with the Purvis Marine's tug Reliance. Great Lakes tugs have brought one of their tugs into play, and so they'll be on scene here very shortly, and so we're throwing everything we have at it.
Sub-zero weather is causing what Gill calls brash ice to form after Coast Guard cutters have broken a path for shipping.
It's a daiquiri or a slurpee-type consistency of ice, which is very difficult for ship traffic. And that varies in consistency from 12 to 36 inches in spots, which make it very, very, very difficult to navigate.
Normally, the Sioux locks close on January 15th, but this year it's been extended 10 days, so more iron ore and coal can be shipped to the lower Great Lakes from Duluth Superior. Gill says this is a good example of why they don't like to run beyond the 15th.
We tried to test Mother Nature, and she let us know very quickly that when she's time to put it to bed, she's time to put it to bed.
Of the 13 ships in the channel, four must continue downbound, drop off their loads, and make it back to Duluth Superior by next Sunday when the locks close until late March. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.